This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. We are the Junkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 8th. 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody. Just beginning cup of coffee number two.
Nice.
Just now.
Jason Bishop's here.
Hello, John Paul.
What's up, Bish Bucks?
John Paul Flame.
Boys behind the glass, we've got Valdez.
Hey, JP. Happy Monday.
Wearing some bright orange.
I got my secret shirt on.
He did.
Nice.
I was at the beach this
weekend.
Valdez
spent a good chunk of money on Ocean City tchotchkes and souvenirs over the weekend from selfish picks.
He looks like he has some nice glow, a little color in the face.
Dude, I was at the beach from 9:30 a.m. on Saturday to 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
You're putting in your work. Hopefully you had some.
Hopefully you had an umbrella.
Oh, yeah. Do you have an umbrella covering you at all?
No, I'm not a wuss and use an umbrella.
Well, call me a wuss because I like to shield myself from the sun. This has been well documented. I just do.
Drab t-shirts here.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Drab t-shirt looks pale in comparison to Valdez.
He wasn't sunning himself for 8 hours on Saturday.
Bronzing myself on the OC beaches.
He wasn't skin cancering himself.
Taking care of my skin.
Sure. Your skin.
I like to go 12 rounds with the world's largest carcinogen.
Well, I wish you a lot of luck with that.
I like to do a heavyweight bout with a good old sunshine.
Possibly even more pale. John the intern. If you just look at skin tone.
He's a fair complexion guy. Fair skin dude.
Johnny.
Yeah, very pale.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez doesn't like that intern John gets a mention early in the show.
It took us 13 years to be introduced on the show. And then all of a sudden, Johnny come lately.
He gets in. Gets
in.
Nice pun.
Well, that's what happens when you have a rich dad as a sponsor. You get in early.
You know, these things happen. Mom. Money yields influence.
I mean, if Mr. Valdez had 9 car dealerships and was spending a bunch of money, you'd probably get one too.
So woke up this morning with the dreaded sore throat, which sucks. It feels like I have glass cutting into the back of my throat.
It's never great.
And there's nothing you can really do about it. A little nasally this morning, sore throat.
Might be just battling a slight cold over there.
Isabella was sick last week. Took the COVID test, negative for COVID. Probably drank something after her or something. We have a million water bottles in the house that people don't seem, in my house, people don't seem to finish their water bottle.
Are you talking about like Dasani
plastic
water bottles?
Bottles.
Got it. Okay.
No, I never spring for Dasani.
Well, you know what I mean.
Whatever the cheap ones
store.
Are. Yeah,
right.
The cheapies.
I think usually I go with Acadia.
Okay.
I think that's Giant, maybe?
Sure.
Or whatever Costco, Costco brand. I haven't been to Costco in a while. But
Kirkland.
People do not finish their water bottles, and then you'll look around, and there'll be like 4 water bottles on the kitchen
and,
table.
And I'm guessing these are 12-ounce bottles.
12-ounce bottles. There's always like 4 ounces left.
Is drinking 12 ounces of water like over the course of a day? It's really not a lot. It's not a big ask. Like, I could drink a 12-ounce water bottle in 2 to 3 gulps easily. It's gone. Like, I'm not leaving. We used to call those in college, and it was more often than not with beer than with water. Those are pingers. Your wife and your daughter and whoever else is running around the house, they're leaving pingers in the bottom of the water bottles, and that was frowned upon back in college because you're wasting precious alcohol. Well, it's not precious. I mean, it's most likely like Milwaukee's Best Light, some sort of trashy Olympia, some sort of trashy, awful beer that we scraped together enough money to buy. But it was a no-no. Like, you don't leave pingers lying around your house / apartment.
But it's amazing how quick it happens, because when I went to bed last night, which was late, no sore throat. Woke up in the middle of the night, it felt like glass in my throat.
Maybe you're just sleeping in your mouth, I guess, just catching flies and just irritated your throat. I don't know. It could have happened.
Sleep on my stomach, so that's almost impossible.
I turned over onto my stomach for about 20 seconds last night. And I thought to myself, this is the least comfortable way to sleep for me on the planet. And I promptly then turned over to my right side, which is my go-to side. Right side or back. That's the only way I can properly sleep.
I wish I could sleep on my back. It would solve a lot of problems.
Sure.
But I've tried. And I would sit there for like an hour. I've done it before where I've laid on my back for an hour.
So you'd rather
pwn. And then I flip over on my stomach and fall asleep in 15 seconds.
You'd rather pwn your spine by sleeping on
your
stomach.
It's not the spine. It's my shoulders. And I'm going to have a surgery in October.
Ah.
Are you going to be out for a while after the surgery?
Maybe a day or two.
Well, since Valdez was at the beach all weekend, I went over to Thomas C. Mooney's on Saturday. And Valdez would have loved it. He ordered a bushel and a half of crabs.
This is Matt Valdez.
Did you actually have one?
Didn't have one crab.
Wow.
That's so disappointing.
What did you eat instead of the crab?
He had fried chicken. He had huge shrimp.
Right.
So I crushed some shrimp and some fried chicken.
Did he just acquit somebody of like a double murder? And he's like, hey, we're going to celebrate bushel and a half, baby. Let's go. Let's do this.
No, he has 100 kids.
He
right?
did tell me about some of his murder trials. He's got some good ones. Oh, sure.
Jumbo lump for a jumbo retainer.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But he, everyone there loved the crabs. Yeah, I don't care about it. My cousin was there too, and he's not a crab guy. He actually brought burritos.
That's a weird thing to bring to a party. Like
to a crab fest.
Just full on homemade
crab
burritos.
Feast, like my neighbor calls it a crab fest. But so I didn't have any crabs.
Burrito.
I had shrimp and I had fried chicken and I had some nachos and that was it.
Did you make it? I had
a couple glasses of wine.
Okay, good.
All good, but it was hot as hell. It was on his back patio.
Okay.
And he just had his back patio redone. He spent a bunch of money on
it.
It looks great. But man, it was hot as F.
Did you make it to the alumni basketball game, which you talked about?
No, but I was right there. I was right in College Park. I was literally about 2 minutes away.
I did like how when Chris Wright, who was in on studio, when he was leaving on Friday, he's like, so any of you guys coming? And Jason, he took the bullet and stepped into the void and said, I'm going to be in College Park. Give me your number. I'll try to make it.
Yep.
And I just sat here like a statue and said nothing.
No, I was home by 8 o'clock. I was home by
tip-off. Something like, it's going to be tough. I got to find a babysitter, which I did.
Yeah.
My kids.
Right.
And I went out on Saturday night, just did like the regular date night. My wife and I just going to dinner.
I didn't even thank him. Like I was going to attend.
I know you did.
You acted like Helen Keller.
I've heard through the grapevine they sold out their allotment of tickets, which is good for them.
They sold out, what was it, 1,500?
I think so.
2,000, something like that.
I saw the pictures. I saw Joe Smith was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of the old schoolers, maybe who didn't play. Were there.
Oh, yeah. Joe Smith can't play. I mean, I'm sure he could still play basketball.
Didn't he run out of his money?
I think that was the word on the street.
Not sure about that.
He made a ton of money in the NBA.
Oh, no.
He was on, and they probably only had 3 or 4 episodes.
Right.
And I didn't see it, but Alex Rodriguez had a show on CNBC where the theme was ex-athletes who made a ton of money in their career, but are broke.
Sure.
And A-Rod was going to somehow get them on the right financial path. And I believe Joe Smith was one of the featured players.
From what I remember, the tragic story of Joe Smith was he had a gigantic contract offer on the
table. Million.
Like a $100 million deal.
Yeah.
And
gave it to Heisman.
Somehow he got really bad advice. Somebody told him not to sign it. I don't know why that person told him not to sign it. I don't think it was Len Elmore, though. I think Len Elmore did represent him at one point.
Okay.
And then I guess after that offer was rescinded, he just wound up signing a bunch of smaller deals. I'm sure he did okay, but he never got offered $100 million plus again.
No.
I mean, it was just a horrible mistake by him.
His biggest salary in his career was $6.8 million. And he ended up making over $60
million. Right.
What was he in the league for, about 14 years, something like that? Yeah, his biggest salary was about 6.8, but yeah, he did turn down the $100 million, which
right.
was I hadn't heard that he ran out of money.
I still remember EB and I went to Maryland's first practice one year because there was a recruit, highly recruited guy named Keith Booth, and Keith Booth ended up being a really good player at Maryland.
Sure, of course,
but nobody was talking about Joe Smith, and we saw the first practice. We're like, "Who's that guy?"
Right.
And he was good.
That's a classic Gary Williams recruit. Under the radar, but then got to College Park, and he was a stud.
Uh-huh.
Was he the number one pick in the draft?
Number one.
Yep.
Numero uno.
1995?
So I saw a lot of the pictures, you know, all the ex-players there and the guys who participated in the game. Georgetown ended up winning. Devontae Smith-Rivera was named the MVP.
At 28.
Chris Wright, who joined us in studio on Friday and made a bet with Valdez, he's coming back later in the show to crow.
Well, because Valdez has to pay off the bet. I don't know. Does Valdez have to sing the Georgetown fight song?
No. He has Hoya gear.
Oh,
for
that's
me.
Right. He just got gear. You got.
That's a win.
Maybe you can swap your extra secrets gear with the Hoya's gear.
That's right.
It sounds like. Well,
yeah, we'll do a jersey swap.
Yeah.
So he'll be in the last segment and. He'll crow.
Yeah, we'll give him his platform to crow.
They didn't just win. They won by like 25.
We're too busy signing Bishop Ireton recruits.
That's right. Saw that. Jamie Kaiser. It was a boat race. Boat race city.
Right.
G-Town over the Terps. So he's going to come in at 9:40. I know he's going to talk about that, but we got to talk about Carson Wentz for a good portion of the show.
Lot of
I watched John Kimes' podcast yesterday after the Saturday night practice, which was at the stadium.
Correct. At FedEx.
And he and Sam Forte were just talking about how Wentz and McLaurin, they just could not hook up. I mean, Wentz couldn't throw it from me to you, Cakes, according to them.
Now, he did have, to be fair, he did have some good throws.
No, he did.
But he also had some really bad throws with no defenders in his face and nobody covering the receivers.
Yeah, I watched that video.
Those are the gimmies.
Yeah.
I watched the video where they have like the two quarterbacks drop back at the same time. One throws out an out pattern to the right, one throws an out pattern to the left. And Wentz was throwing some worm burners.
Well, worm burners. And I was listening to the Washington Football Talk podcast. And I think Pete Haley or Mitch said that one of the balls was basically thrown to the guy on the sideline, like talking on the phone.
Mm.
Like that's way out of bounds.
Yeah, that's
like way far away from your target. So there are clearly some rough patches that need to be worked on.
I was watching some of the clips, and Wentz was just throwing. It looked like 15-yard outs to the receivers, and he was throwing them high, you know, in the dirt.
He threw one at Dotson's feet.
Yeah.
Like Donovan McNabb from back in the day when he was here.
Now I know certain people are gonna overreact and say, oh my gosh, you know, remember his completion percentage for his career is around 62-63%.
Right. He's not Drew Brees.
He's not Aaron Rodgers. Yeah,
you know who he's not? He's not Kirk Cousins.
He's not Cousins, right.
Kirk
he's not
Cousins completes like high 60s, close to, sometimes it's tickling 70.
Right.
He's not Kirk Cousins.
You know who else? He's not Jimmy G.
Okay.
Anyway, he's not a high percentage guy. He's kind of a hit or miss guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's gonna dazzle you with some of those throws, but he's also gonna have some throws where you just kind of scratch your head and go, how does he miss that guy?
Right.
Well, we'll give you more of an update coming up in the next segment. Also on the show, Michael Phillips is gonna join us. He covers the Commanders for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. We'll get the latest on everything Commanders. It is week one of the NFL preseason. I know after week one, we're going to be like, oh, preseason, but we're all dying for action.
At least you have something to look forward
correct.
To this weekend.
Yeah. I have vowed not to assail preseason. Because it just means that we're that much closer to the regular
season.
Well,
it's not that you care. Yeah. And not that you care. It's week one of the preseason. It's also Juan Soto homecoming.
Oh, nice. That is true.
Coming
I thought you were going to say you could actually bet on the preseason. Now, that's a real super D-gen move. But millions of people do it.
You can.
And will do it once the games are up
and
running.
And I just mentioned that Juan Soto, of course, traded to the Padres, had a huge series this past weekend against the Dodgers.
Padres fared well, huh?
And they got sweepy sweep, and it was 20-4 in terms of the total runs scored. 20-4. And they are clearly inferior to the Dodgers. And A.J. Preller, the Padres GM, went all in and acquired four guys specifically so he could take down the Dodgers in the playoffs. And other teams, but the Dodgers are the best team in the National League. You're going to have to go through L.A., and it just didn't happen. But anyway, so Juan Soto comes back to Nats Park this weekend, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of reaction he gets.
All right, if you want to chime in throughout the show, the phone number is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll give you all the latest on Carson Wentz and the Commanders from training camp here on the Junkies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So we alluded to some of the reports coming out of training camp regarding quarterback Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the report from Ben Standing, and I just put it up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. If you're worried about these reports, but Ben Standing writes, quarterbacks throwing to receivers against air with no defense is the football equivalent of a layup line. Yet, Wentz routinely has bricked passes in various directions. Overthrowing or firing far too out front has been the most common issue. It's not an every play issue. In 11-on-11 drills Saturday, Wentz stepped up in the pocket and found Mark and Michelle deep, despite good coverage from cornerback Christian Holmes. The deep ball will be a more significant part of the offense in 2022, and Wentz's arm strength opens up the playbook.
Home runs rule, but striking out frequently with off-target throws.
It's definitely troubling. It's early in training camp.
Well,
that's
what I would say. It's early.
It is.
It's 2 weeks into camp. It's early.
But it is consistent with what we have heard about Wentz the last couple of seasons.
I know.
Mentioned it in the last segment that he is not the most accurate of passers to begin with. We've heard some talk about his footwork and mechanics, and maybe it just hasn't improved. Like, they're banking on it to improve. Now, here's what the head coach said. Kind of acknowledges the inaccuracy. Ron Rivera said, it's a lot better than you give Carson credit for just because of the way things happen in practice. There's a lot of little nuances that we see and that we look at and get to review. There are some inaccuracies, but it's nothing that we are overly concerned about. If you're a Commanders fan, are you starting to worry about Carson Wentz? 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I'd love to hear from somebody who was there. Now, I don't think there were a ton of people there. There were
just a decent
people
turnout.
There. I don't know.
I mean, it wasn't like 30,000 or anything like that, but I mean.
It looked like it, yeah.
7,500 maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe 10,000?
I would love to hear.
I mean, do you know how hot it was?
Yeah.
Just sitting out there baking.
No, I don't blame people for not going. I'm just curious if you were there, like what your impressions were of Carson Wentz in person. Now,
I will say this. When I was watching Kimes' podcast on YouTube the other day, I guess this was yesterday, he did say that there were some offensive line issues. They don't have their full complement of offensive linemen. I think Roulier still out. Trey Turner wasn't there. There was one other that they mentioned. So he didn't have his starting offensive lineman. So sometimes there was just no pocket. There was just no pocket. So he couldn't, he didn't have any clean throws sometimes. So
now those I can kind of
that
buy,
could be an issue as well. It could be a reason.
But when there are no defenders either in Carson's face or covering the wideouts, like you should be making all of those throws. There shouldn't be throws.
Oh, those drills.
In throws like to Dotson out in the flat, they shouldn't be near his shoelaces. He shouldn't be sailing the ball 8 or 10 yards over a receiver's head out of bounds. Like
correct.
Those are basic NFL starting quarterback throws. And I don't even mean like top three or top five quarterback in the league. I'm talking every quarterback that's drawing a paycheck should, for the most part, be making those throws.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, that's kind of alarming.
You look at Sam Fortier's article in the Washington Post, he also says he has hit hard throws deep and missed easy ones short. And they've occasionally come close enough together to prompt the question, how?
Maybe that's just what he is. He's a really good deep ball thrower, and maybe he just struggles with the short and intermediate. I don't know. And maybe part of that is that right now there's not a lot of help in the tight end room because Cole Turner's sidelined with a hammy, so he wasn't there during the practice. We all know Logan Thomas is banged up.
Yep.
So some of those shorter targets that he's relied on in the past, Reed, Zach Ertz, Dallas Goedert, guys coming out of the backfield in Philly, maybe those aren't really available to him at this point, though he does have some decent safety valves like J.D. McKissic. We know that Gibby can catch balls out of the backfield. So, I don't know, maybe it's just he doesn't have that sort of connection yet with a lot of these guys, and he certainly doesn't have a connection yet with Terry McLaurin.
If you're a Commanders fan, though, you can't love reading this, and this is why I do want to hear from somebody who was at FedEx. In the 11-11, says he struggled as he had Friday, airmailing several throws and skipping a few others. He looked particularly uncomfortable under pressure, which is what Jason was talking about, which advanced statistics suggest is part of his game that has worsened considerably over years. I mean, part of the gamble that Ron Rivera has taken and the Commanders have taken as an organization is that the last 2 years, more the outlier, and then he's going to return to his form. Mm-hmm. From when he was considered to be like an MVP candidate.
Right.
Recapture that magic? That's kind of what they're banking on. And they seem to be defending him. And I'm not going to sail the guy till the real games come because we know preseason doesn't matter. But it is a little concerning, a little troubling that Rivera's having to come to his defense. And Rivera's blaming the unfamiliarity. He's blaming, didn't get to work with McLaurin. He's seemingly kind of like a guy who's rationalizing for Carson Wentz's struggles hoping that it's going to turn around.
Right.
But it might not.
And you can understand
it might be who he is.
You can understand why Ron is defensive about Carson Wentz, because he shoved all his chips in on Carson Wentz. It's Carson Wentz or bust.
Correct.
Like if Carson Wentz doesn't work out this year, then they have to go back into the uncertainty of drafting a quarterback, and then you have to develop a young rookie quarterback, or you roll the free agent dice again for whoever's out there on the market. Ron's running out of time. I mean, if he doesn't get a guy who can consistently help him deliver double-digit win seasons, Ron's going to be looking for a new gig sooner rather than later.
Probably. You're right.
So
Carson might as well.
Certainly.
I do think some fans are getting nervous This is a tweet from Jerry L. Jordan, which went viral. He said, just left Redskins practice. We might not win a game.
Oh, geez.
Well, again, I saw that tweet,
and
too.
I'll say it until I'm blue in the face. Carson Wentz, in his six-year career, whatever it's been, has never been a high completion guy. He had one kind of outlier year where he completed almost 70%.
Yeah.
But he's going to complete probably the 62, 63%. So he's going to have days like this.
I mean, his last three seasons, he's completed 64%. Uh-huh. 57.4%.
That's the Eagles season.
In his last year in Philly. That was in 2020. And then last year he completed 62.4%. He's a career 62%
right.
completion.
So I will defend him this way. It's early in camp. Okay. He didn't get to work with these receivers a lot. He's got some offensive line issues. It's a new system. And again, it's early in camp. Now, if he looks like this through three preseason games and into early September, then you certainly have to be concerned. But I wouldn't get too crazy after a couple weeks.
And maybe
he's going to play this weekend against Carolina.
Yeah, and maybe it just takes a while to get used to the receivers. Rivera said Wentz was getting used to the way Samuel runs short routes and getting used to his speed. But I did see some of those same clips, which Cake saw, where their guy's just running out routes with no defenders, mm-hmm. and he was skipping them.
Mm. Yeah, I saw some of those, and it wasn't good.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. You can also respond on the poll at Junks Radio on Twitter. Reports are that Carson Wentz has been inaccurate. Should you be worried?
Going to need Valdez to pull these up at this point.
Let's go to Dave. You want to go to Dave in College Park, Valdez? Or Drabby?
I'd rather go to Tailgate.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Tailgate Ted. Ted, what's up, bud?
What's going on, boys? How are you doing this morning?
Hey, Ted.
So I assume you were at the practice?
I was not at the practice, but I've been at five of the days of training camp so far out in Ashburn, okay. and I'm driving out there right now.
All right. What's your take?
I'm surprised. I mean, it's just like you guys were saying, and Nikki Javala has a tweet with a video of Carson just one-hopping passes to people, and it reminds me of McNabb just short-arming people left and right. And more importantly than that, he holds onto the ball way too long, and it's just – it doesn't look like what I thought he would look like, considering, you know, second pick in the overall draft and, you know, 27-7 and all these other stats people keep quoting. And I'm curious if you guys can ask Kime this. They said he had the best OTAs they've ever seen. Logan Paulson gave him an A in OTAs. Mm-hmm. But now mm-hmm. he looks bad.
Right.
What happened?
Let me ask you this. Does Heinicke look better than Wentz?
You can tell there's a huge difference just arm-wise with Heinicke and Wentz.
Right.
I wouldn't say he looks better.
Right.
I mean, Heinicke definitely isn't making those deep throws that Wentz is connecting on, but for every long ball Wentz hits, there are just five or six duds that just make you question why they're paying this guy $28 million other than no one else wanted to come here.
All right, so you are concerned. All right, give us a call tomorrow and let us know how he looks today, okay? I'd be interested.
Yeah, happy to.
All right.
800-636-1067 is the number.
Let's go out to Dave in College Park. Dave, you're on with the Junks. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas.
Hello.
What's up?
Yeah, listen, I think there's nothing to worry about with this guy. First of all, this is just like buying a used car. You know, over the last couple seasons, they struggled in Philly. We ran him out of there. He's struggling in Indianapolis. You know what you're getting from him. He's not perfect, but he can make those big throws that you need. So he's a major improvement from Heinicke. And look, you've improved the roster. Look, it's not going to be perfect with this guy. And you know that going in. So he's going to work out the kinks. But I firmly believe he's going to work out here. And because, one, he knows he needs to do well this year. So just so much things that just pushing for him. He knows he needs to succeed to get his career back on and stable. And Ron needs him to do it. And I just think they open up with a soft schedule. You got to let him get some practices in. Mm-hmm. But we know that he's just way better than Taylor. So, look, I'm sure there's going to be some balls thrown that are not great. But he is what he is. So this is nothing shocking. And fans shouldn't get over crazy about it. But I don't think there's nothing to worry about. I think there's just much to do
about
nothing.
Dave, let me just say this real quick before we let you go. I would agree with a lot of what you said. But he also knew he had to play well in that final year in Philly. He also knew he had to play pretty well, or at least make the playoffs in that year in Indy.
Of course.
And it didn't happen. So to use the argument, he knows he has to play well. He knows it, but can he do it? Can he back it up? That's the question. I'm not sure he can. So,
well, listen, I'm not saying that he's the answer to Antles, and I don't think he's this franchise's future for the next 5 years, but he's definitely upgraded in Heineke. Okay, I personally thought they should have went and got Jimmy G. Okay, but clearly, look, they improved the quarterback, and look, he's not perfect. So all I can say to you is that you're going to have some games this year where he's going to definitely throw some balls, but Taylor was throwing those last year, so it's just basically like he's going to give you a better option. So yes, you can surely critique him, and he's not going to be perfect, but I think he's still going to work out.
All right. So Dave's not concerned. Tailgate Ted is concerned. Dave is not.
Dave's not concerned, but he's just throwing out, I think he's going to work out. He almost sounds like Ron Rivera. Ron Rivera is kind of just throwing out hope right now.
Hope's a terrible business plan. It just is. Well, you're just hoping
for a starting quarterback in the league. You are
it's not great. Let's go to Rob. Apparently, he was at the practice as well on the MGM National Harbor. Listener, what's up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going? If you've never been to one, it's really a different atmosphere there with everybody cheering, you know, folks coming off the, out of the blocks and everything like that. The other thing is, you know, it's like a ballet. It's very well orchestrated with periods and the first period's over and second period's over and third period's over where they're doing things one-on-one drills and stretching, and then they go 7-on-7 and then 11-on-11. And they had Grant Paulson and London Fletcher narrating the thing, what to expect during these times. So that was really, really cool. I wasn't impressed by our quarterback. When we went to the inside the 20 drills at the end, he was overthrown. He was underthrown. He really missed Dotson one time. He did hit McLaurin in the corner for your favorite fade play in the end zone. But, overall, I really was impressed by Howell. I thought he had, he didn't play as much, obviously, but he had a lot of zip on the ball, and he's a big boy. But that's the one thing about our quarterback is he's really tall out there, so he can see, you know, really well over everything. But overall, you know, I'd give him a B-minus C. I wasn't impressed.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Rob.
That's actually not that bad, because a lot of people seem to be reporting worse. Wentz even acknowledges that he's struggling to some extent. He was asked after practice on Saturday how it went. He said, feels good, could definitely get better.
Mm-hmm.
Now he defends himself. He says, but it's still early. We're only 2 weeks into camp, and timing and rhythm are things that particularly we're working on. Far from perfect, but it's fun developing chemistry with those guys.
Well, during his
maybe it's going to happen.
During his one or two series against the Panthers, you hope to see some improvement. You hope to see it looking better and crisper. Because if it doesn't, then the old, well, it's early at this point. Well, after your first preseason game, you only have three. Yeah. At least the Commanders only have three this season. It's three dress rehearsals, and then it's September 11th with the Jags coming in.
Hey, I know Bickle's not here this week. Deep down, you know he's nervous, right? He's nervous about these reports.
He saw the balls being skipped off the ground and sailed into the sidelines, and he's starting to, yeah. He's
he'll
starting,
have
well, did he no, have no, some reaction no, no, on
I have,
Twitter?
No, I haven't seen any tweets from him. No. I just know that if he was here, he would have the bluster saying it means nothing.
Right.
But deep down, yeah, he'd be
if
terrified.
Truth serum, he would say,
that's not good.
Not crazy about that. Not crazy about the way he looked at FedEx during the practice.
Yeah.
But you just have good to hope, call on that. You have to hope that it's what Carson says. It's early in the process, still gaining, you know, rapport with my wideouts, my tight ends, my backs. It's going to look better in the next few weeks.
And look, Wentz isn't the only quarterback around the league that's been criticized for not, you know, looking good in camp so far. And we talked about it with Jalen Hurts last week. Yeah. There were some days where he just looked bad. I'm sure there's been other quarterbacks that just haven't looked that great.
Well, so they're playing the Panthers in the first preseason game, mm-hmm. and reports from Carolina are there's no separation between the two. They're both like, eh.
Right, so it's happening across the league, but you would hope that a guy that you're paying almost $30 million for would look sharp out of the gates. It just hasn't happened.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Reports are that he's been highly inconsistent, the quarterback Carson Wentz, in training camp for the Commanders. Is this starting to worry you? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
few more calls. We don't go to.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to weigh in on the Carson Wentz practice experience at FedEx Field, especially if you were there, feel free to call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. An uneven performance, to put it lightly, for Carson Wentz. You don't want to read too much into it. It's one practice. Still have a week until the first preseason game, first of three, with the Panthers coming to town. But it is alarming when he's missing wide open receivers with no defenders on the field. I would be a little bit concerned by that fact.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's something I would expect from, I don't know, maybe a high school quarterback that's not used to throwing the ball a lot, might be inaccurate and missing wide open guys. I don't expect that out of the second overall pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I expect more.
Overall, I don't think it's a big deal. I think there's a little of what Jason says. This is his history. Somebody sent us a statistic that since 2017, of like 58 quarterbacks that have been rated on in terms of accuracy, he's 33rd, I think, or might even be lower than that. He's just not known for being an accurate guy. And some of the rap against him last year was he doesn't take the layups. So you're probably not going to have the most accurate quarterback. I think odds are he's going to have a lot of ups and downs this year. Some good, some bad, some spectacular throws. Will it be better than Heinicke? Should be. Will it be good enough to win a lot of games? Don't know. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
If he's still relatively inaccurate and still gives you 26 touchdowns and six picks or seven picks, like, you'll still take that. You'll still take those results.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
I mean, you'd like it to be a little bit cleaner and look better, but now if he starts giving you 18 and 12 or 18 and 13 picks, which really hasn't been his history, he only has two seasons where he's giving you double-digit picks, his rookie season and his 2020 season.
He doesn't throw a ton of picks, but if he gives you 25 touchdowns and, like you said, 7-8 picks, something like that,
right,
but his completion percentage is going to be in that 61 to 63%, somewhere in there.
Right.
You're not going to win an overwhelming amount of games.
You wouldn't think.
You're just not.
Right.
I don't think, I mean, if he's the most inaccurate quarterback the last two seasons and we're already in August and they think it's going to get ironed out in the next month, I don't see that. I would be concerned.
Like, history is showing you that he's a 62% passer. Like, that's just what
he is. That's what he's going,
like, to be. Is all of a sudden he going to be a 70% completion percentage guy?
Well,
no.
Well, Drabby, that's why the defense has to be good, much better than it was last year, and that's why the running game has to be good, because I don't think you can just rely on Carson Wentz to go out there and sling it around 40 times and win a lot of games.
Right.
Well, that's not what you want to do.
Yeah, and that's why Ballard, the GM of the Colts, was so frustrated. And the same thing, same word. You got to make the layups,
right,
Carson. Yeah. And if he's just throwing these dirt balls on 10-yard out passes, that's going to be extremely frustrating.
Yeah, it's a little surprising.
Maybe he's more of a game player. Like the drills, when there's no defenders, he's not going to shine in that. But he's a big dude who can maybe evade the rush and make some spectacular plays out of the pocket.
So he's
going to
be better when there's hands in his face. He's going to be better when his apparently bad footwork is being put to the test and there's somebody covering the receiver.
Cakes, I tend to believe that he's going to have a similar year to last year. All right? And I tend to think that Ron Rivera is selling the soap right now. Okay? He's selling you that Carson's going to be okay.
Well,
but I bet you he's worried deep down too.
Oh, yeah. When he pours a glass of wine at night, when nobody else is there, it's just him and his wife, he tells her the truth. He tells her that he's concerned. Now, I'm just guessing that that's the case. But he's a super positive guy. So yeah, maybe he thinks that it is going to get turned around. Let's go to Mark in Largo. What's up, Mark? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up?
Let me say this. Carson is who he is, and I think Taylor is who he is, but I've been saying this for the last 4 months. If Sam outplays Carson on Saturday, Ron's going to have a problem.
No, it's not.
Why do you keep saying this?
By the way, Cakes, this is your month, so I'm not going to really interrupt you. This is your birthday month, so I'm going to
back it up. But, I do appreciate that.
It's not until August 19th.
Yeah, it's still a ways away, but thank you.
Let me ask you guys this.
Yep.
If he looks better than him the next three games, because Carson has to play all three games. He's got to play all three games. And if he plays all three games and Sam looks better, not noticeably better, but better, do you think there could be a little quick in the first three games of the season and Carson still looks the same and they're losing the games?
Very unlikely.
And I don't think Howell leapfrogs over Heinicke.
Yeah,
like,
Mark,
this quickly.
Heinicke's going to be the backup, so Sam's going to be number three on the depth chart. So when they go into these games, week one, week two, Howell might not even be active. So I don't.
It's possible.
So no, I don't think that Howell has a shot at supplanting Wentz. It's going to be Wentz, and if Wentz is terrible, he's got to be really bad.
Right, I agree.
It's going to be Heinicke, one, because he's number two on the depth chart. Two, because he played last year.
Yeah, he's got the experience.
Howell might be a couple. I'm not saying Howell will never play. I'm not saying that. He might. It's just not going to be right away if Wentz is struggling.
If Howell plays at any point this year, full-on, abject, disaster.
The season's kaput.
Fireball.
Correctamundo.
Like the Titanic sinking. Like we're playing the music. If I see Sam Howell run out of the field, I'm playing the Titanic music, no matter what.
The only time Howell will play will be at the last two games of the season if the season is in shambles.
Right.
And then Ron can go running to Dan and say, hey, look at how I have this guy. I need to stick around for another couple years to develop the new quarterback.
If the season's in a Bobby shambles, hopefully that makes Drab spit out his drink.
Bobby shambles.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to John in McLean.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
What's up?
John, what's up?
Hey, so I'm just wondering, could we retire the whole phrase, like, we know he's a massive upgrade from Heinicke?
You don't like that. You don't like that, do you?
Like that, even on the, you know, like commercials, there's a thing B. Mitch is saying, we know he's a massive upgrade from Heinicke. Like, we don't know that he's a massive upgrade from Heinicke.
It's a very fair point. Okay, John.
I think talent-wise, he is.
Let's just say, like, his arm is a massive upgrade. Like, I think when Ron and the staff, you know, were seeking out their next quarterback, they're like, look, we like Heinicke, we like the moxie, we like his hustle, we like his grit, we hate his arm. His arm stinks. He's got a lollipop arm. So Wentz, the arm strength, it just pummels Heinicke. He's not even close.
And he's bigger.
So they know they can go deeper into the playbook and he just makes more throws. He just can.
He's taller. In the pocket, he's probably harder to take down.
John, do you have considerable concern that Wentz has not looked good in the first 2 weeks?
I've had concern since they got him.
Okay.
I mean, I got to admit, I'm an Eagles fan.
Okay.
And I'm from Philadelphia, obviously. And so I saw this show. And, you know, but I live here now. I don't want him to fail, and I don't want to see – I just don't want to see that show again. I just don't understand where this idea that a guy that had the year he had in 2020 when he got thoroughly outplayed by Hurts, and then he got used so sparingly at times in India, I just don't understand where this massive upgrade from Heinicke comes. But I understand what you're saying. He presents a different picture. He's got a different arm. He's just a more – kind of major league looking guy than Heinicke, but I think it's good that they've got, you know, three quarterbacks, that they've got somebody young in there. I mean, I don't think it's going to work out, but I don't want to see what I saw in 2020 again down here. I'm not like rooting for him to just be a complete, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't think he's very good anymore. And I think his head shot, something happened to him when the Eagles got hurt. Something happened to him. I don't know what it is, but
maybe it's just a mental hurdle he can't get past. I don't know.
John.
I would hope he's past that at this
point. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a huge success either. When John says he doesn't think it's going to work out, I don't think it's my gut says it's not going to work out. Now, I don't think he's going to have a season that he had 2 years ago as bad as he did in Philly, 16-15.
But I also don't hope he does it.
But I also don't think it's going to be as good as it was last year in terms of the numbers. I think the completion percentage might be around what it was, but I'm not sure he's going to go 27-7. I think it's going to be somewhere in between. Question is, how can the other 21 guys help him to overcome that? Defense has to be better. Running game has to, got to stay healthy. Dotson has to be high impact. So I think
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.